There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
1, 2, 1, 2. Check it, check it, check it out.
It's the guys next door.
Check it out, y'all.
Nobody fly it and fly ride. Couple guys from the city and you know Mac Wiles we own. Life of the party, my boy home. That's Miles Jones.
It's the guys next door.
Check it, check it, check it out, y'all.
All for you to enjoy. It's the guys next door.
Check it, check it, check it out, y'all.
All for you to enjoy.
Yes. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back. If you are hearing our voices, that means you started your week the best way possible.
I agree.
It might be Monday. It might be Tuesday.
Maybe.
It could be Wednesday.
It could be.
But you started your week off with us.
Praise God.
You. This is the Guys Next Door podcast. You're listening to Matt Wilds.
Yes, that's me.
Fly Rye.
You tried to say your name and his name. And
it was funny. Yeah, it got a little confusing.
But I protect black men.
You don't protect me. I don't feel protected.
I was protecting Kenny, bitch.
Wow.
This is why
Jesus
I don't.
Christ.
Because he started with me.
See, it always starts. It always starts like this.
Because I said I didn't feel protected. I started with you. So when somebody says they don't feel protected around you.
I made a little mistake and fixed it. And you like, hey, look at you. You almost said Mac and Mouse. You did big bad.
What
you talk for a living and almost.
That's what I said.
I'm at my living. Somebody could be listening to this and want to hire me, but they're like, oh, he's on calls. Listen. Thank you, fucker. Now I get to spank Kevin Hart treatment. I'll see.
If you need to take a break.
Hey, no, fuck you.
It's okay.
You know, the only reason I did that is because Spank treated me like Kevin Hart treated him.
No,
everybody else want to give me stage time. I'll be like, Spank, that nigga fuck with me on Twitter. No, Spank fuck with me everywhere he met me.
If you ever pull up to a show, I got you.
You never said that.
But he said it now.
You really Kevin Hart?
I never said that.
You know, you said I got to see first.
No.
Every time we've discussed it.
If it's Kev's show, then that's a no. I can't see first. That's a definite. Kev would be like, who this nigga?
Who's I would never even.
Yeah, I know. But on my shit, yes. We were just you in
never, but look, but even yeah. if you didn't hear it or he said it and you did he said it now.
I'm saying it now.
Bam.
On camera.
Because
on camera.
Niggas lie on
recording.
Cam. William said he read 3,000 books.
You don't believe
that? No.
Wow.
3,000 books.
That's brazen.
In a year.
I think he missed. No, he said a year.
He said a day.
He said a year because I did the math. Three. Not like, nigga, that's 8 books a day. No, he didn't do that.
Yeah,
there's not 3,000 books in where he grew up.
Wow.
What? He grew up
in
like.
In the library? It's not
yeah, like, yeah, I'm about to say, there's no
the
library.
He had like 24 books.
Jesus Christ. Yo, what?
I'm just trying to get Kevin Hart. I'm just trying to get Cat Williams to talk about me. I'm not going to lie.
I can't.
So yeah, I had a great showing in Utah. And so I'm like, oh, I got like the applause breaks.
You did? Well,
when I got the applause breaks, I was like, yeah, Cat Williams got to talk about me.
He shot you out, though. He said all the new up-and-coming.
Yeah, but he didn't say my
name. No, he definitely didn't. That's crazy. Definitely.
More work to do. It's all right.
Damn.
Yeah,
we're here for you.
It's all right. You got to mention, man. I didn't.
I ain't going to mention.
He said the plastic cup boys.
No, that was years ago. That was an old video.
He
didn't say nothing.
Plastic cup boys.
We got enough money to drink out of real silverware. I'm like,
fuck.
Real glassware.
I ain't going to hold you. That had hurt. That was a good one.
That was funny.
That was the guy. I was like, damn, that was. When he said, I was like, damn, that's.
I'm not.
Banks my friend. I friend. I can't.
Should I laugh at
bitch,
this?
Bitch, laugh at that. Hey, bitch, Banks my friend. Don't laugh at that.
Only I could laugh.
I didn't even laugh. That's how I felt some way. I was like, you know, and I texted him. I was like, yo, you seen it?
Yo.
But you are hearing the Guys Next Door podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Mouse Jones. We are joined by a returning guest, friend to the show. He had to come back next door.
Did we get a lot of views? Did we get a lot of views?
We definitely did.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, wow. So that's why.
A lot of listens. Yeah.
Boy, it was 2 years ago. We brought you back as a friend.
Oh, okay. All
right. We brought you back. Nigga said
last week. Yeah, pull up.
Nigga said like he was Club Shay Shay. Oh, you got a lot of views. Come on back. No, bitch. I said, you know who we haven't spoken to in a while.
This like, yo, you hot, bro. Come back.
Nigga said, yo, 2 years ago. Nigga said, Mac is here. It's another conversation. It's somebody that wasn't here before. So we gonna bring, you know,
Bing Bong. Right. And
you are Aries, brother.
Yes.
You know,
that's come on, fact. Aries.
I didn't find that out until just a few minutes ago.
Oh no, we
talked about this last time.
See what I'm saying? That's how long it was. 2 years ago.
Just like you told me, I could get on anytime.
You can.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
I'm a headliner of the show, so you got
talking about.
Wow.
I'm a headliner.
One day I'm gonna get invited.
I headlined one time.
You don't be inviting me to stuff.
Who don't? He did invite. He invited us to the.
No,
I came to New Orleans.
No.
That's what I was just about to
say. Yo. I can go to the text messages.
Oh, y'all have your own.
No. It had nothing to do with me. I landed. I said, yo, where you going, Mouse? Nigga said, yo, I'm going to the concert. I said, you got an extra ticket? He said, let me ask.
Oh, I remember that.
But it wasn't like my ticket.
Right.
It was like, yo, I left two tickets.
But in my defense, I didn't know.
And I'm not saying
I didn't know. Remember, we didn't know what day you were coming.
I'm just saying.
You said that was in New Orleans?
Yeah.
Because you got there the
He got there the
after.
Next morning.
Yeah, I got there the next day. Morning.
I just barely Matt made it. And you were like, where are you going? You're like, I'm going to Kev's show. And that's when I was like, let me text you. By that time, it was showtime.
Dun, dun,
and you were
dun,
like,
dun,
yo, I think I got another ticket.
And
you
I show you my friend. Show you how real my
You dubbed somebody.
Dubbed the bitch. I was like, yeah. Hey.
That's how I know. I'm like, he's like, I got the drink coming. I'm like, all right, so let me see if I can.
Come on, man.
If you my real nigga, boy, it is bros before hoes. But if you not my real nigga, these bitches ain't come first. Bitches paramount. Somebody's fucking me at the end of the night, and it's not you, bruh. So,
what it do?
I'm not gonna take this L on the pussy for you. Just so you can
so
post.
So you can laugh.
No, fuck laugh. Niggas don't even want to laugh. A lot of these niggas be want to go to the show just to post that they was at the show.
They couldn't
and
post.
And you're not supposed to have
they
your
couldn't
phone
post.
Out. They're supposed to be like,
they couldn't have their phone.
We had our phone. Oh, that, remember, because we had the thing.
Listen.
Oh, let's not fuck it.
First of all, we didn't have nothing.
What you talking about?
We didn't. Hey. I didn't have nothing in that.
I acted like I was in jail. That phone was between my ass.
I didn't know. Come on.
I was like, yo, Spade, somebody on the phone for you.
What is this?
Nigga, Spade was like, yo, Mouse, your phone sweaty. I was like,
oh, boy. Been a long day. It's human out here.
You know New Orleans.
Brother. Come on, brother. Third shower of the day.
Yo, Spank, I do want to, but fuck it. How does bro code or how does the friend code switch up or morph when you get famous?
Does it morph when
does
you get famous?
Does it morph?
It has to. Like, there is no, because y'all are, like, hey, I have access to different things. Right. So that code has to morph and change because there's more access to
I
stuff.
Would say it probably evolves, but I could see
our
that.
Our code hasn't changed and we've amassed, well, me and Ryan have amassed enormously mm-hmm. to catch up somewhat to you. So it's like, our code hasn't changed.
It definitely hasn't.
But think about when we're all, like, right. When we're all there.
Oh, yeah.
I say evolved. They evolved. I'm going back on that. It evolved because, I'm not going to lie, back in the day, we all went to everything. Now, you're like, hey, man, I just gotta take one with me. I don't want to come in like an entourage.
Who get to be the one?
It'd be the wife.
Oh, for sure.
But I think in my mind that changes. Like, I was talking about this the other day about even athletes.
Yeah.
Like, and I was talking to my mom. I think my mom, my cousin, I was like, yo, the Lord knew not to bless me with an athlete best friend. I said, that shit at the top. And not even saying like,
I had a bad joke.
I would've. Yeah, you both.
I had a dark joke.
Let's hear it.
Go to hell. in my mind, I see so many like right hand men to that, and they don't do nothing, and then they
get on podcasts.
They
start rapping.
No,
they get on Joe Button podcast.
No, not even that.
And they get their own.
What are you doing, brother? What are you doing?
That was a professional little man.
I was about to throw the microphone.
What I'm trying to say is,
I ain't never seen somebody turn
really don't be
to
doing
being a little man.
Yo, shut up.
My fault.
Damn.
My fault, bro.
I'm saying like they get to a point where they just. Figure this is gonna last forever.
Right.
True. So I was to be in that position, I would have been aged. I would have figured a way
right,
out.
Right, right.
With some people, they just don't get it. So I think our level up is different because we all had that, like, all right, if I get here, I know I'm not gonna just.
And I also think niggas have certain, like, couth.
Like, just, we're all, like, niggas, we're all niggas.
Wives and children coming as yeah, aspect. Yeah. A lot of these friends don't think it's ever going to happen, and they always think they're going to be there. And
right.
As soon as a wife and a child pops up, it's like, right. you're not my mans, but there's a whole bunch of, you can't go
to
that.
You shouldn't have to get there, though, right? Like, I shouldn't have to, like, get a wife and kid and have to have, like, tangible things that everybody can see for you to be like, oh, I can't ask for this. There should be some level of you. Perfect example. When me and Mac first got cool, this was 2014? The in-house? That's 2014?
Yep.
Okay.
Because After Hours came out 16?
16, but we was already cool.
Yeah, we was already cool.
We was cool for like a year and a half. Mm-hmm. So 2014, I met Mac on some, I literally just got out the street. Mm-hmm. I was trying to, what'd you say, stupid nigga?
You okay? Need some water? Dirty bitch. Just dirty.
You got a fan, it's hot.
Oh, wait. Come on, mouse.
Parched.
I would know.
I was a fan of my friend.
I appreciate you.
Sure was a big fan of my friend.
You didn't know him yet.
I didn't know him. I was a fan. Okay. And because I was a fan, I said, you know what? I'm trying to do this new interview series. I want to see if he'll, you know, be open to do it. I see him around the city.
Right.
I reached out to Dale, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then Matt took over the conversation. So for me, it was just on some shit like, oh, the nigga, the real one.
Right.
But I'm still a grown man, bro.
Right.
We in Brooklyn. I'm not on nobody's dick, bro. This is not happening.
Why are you looking at Ryle when you say that, bro?
I didn't even look at Ryle.
Why are you looking at Ryle when you say that, bro?
All right. All right.
I'm just saying, bro.
You acting like it's the NBA game that day. Yeah, I had all that shit to say to Cat that night. You didn't say shit the night it came out. Niggas didn't get on Instagram with nothing. But on to TNT.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of trolls online said, that's crazy. Kev got so much power. He called ESPN to put them on TV so he can respond. I'm like,
I said, I'm glad.
It's been a day, dude.
I'm mad.
You've been doing this, guys.
I'm mad the nigga said it before I can say it tonight. But like I said, we from New York, bro. Niggas got morals. Niggas ain't gonna dick ride nobody.
Right, bro.
So when I seen him, I seen him, it was like, oh, what up, my nigga?
Right.
We put the face to the email.
Yeah.
You're like, yo, take my number.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, this nigga cool.
That's real right there. Yeah.
Still not going to be blowing him up.
Nah, right. Yeah.
It was about the interview.
Exactly. Right. It didn't really, really connect until I was doing the music video for Love in the 90s.
Yeah.
Random. Mind you, we've already been talking. We've already been like, cool, this, that, and the third. And I don't know how, but Mouse was literally, oh, well, it's Bed-Stuy. We're dead smack in the middle of Bed-Stuy.
Mm-hmm.
So Mouse this driving
like,
by.
Yeah, this is like fresh. This is me fresh out. The
yeah.
Like I'm still outside for no.
Like he like he still it. Like he yeah. still has the same tech pants on right. for like
we
a
can,
week and a half.
He can. All right.
Right. Speaking of pants,
the gray joints.
The gray. These are the pants I wore in Utah. There's a pistol in Utah.
Son.
Utah was last week and it's Thursday. That's what Spake was getting at.
Son.
Not much has changed.
Not much has changed.
The pants are just more expensive.
That's
I'm still going to wear them.
That's it. But no, yeah, he saw me on the street. We were shooting a music video. He hopped out like, yo, what you doing? I said, we shooting a video. He's like, where?
Yo, you remember what I said? I was like, are you naked out here?
Yeah.
And he was,
I'm like, nigga.
This is when Mac broke. This is the first time Mac broke me down. Like, yo, you can't say this. So I'm like, yo, you naked out here? I'm like, are you naked out here? Like, let him know I got it on me. He like,
nigga.
You want chill?
Yeah, you all right?
Yo, you good? And like, Ryan knows the dichotomy of me
right.
in Brooklyn because
right.
I'm not born in Brooklyn. I'm just, my father's from Brooklyn.
Okay.
So I'm able to move through Brooklyn
right.
with a certain level of respect because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like, nigga, I'm outside. I'm a nigga outside in the style talking about, yo, you cook?
Right. Loud
with
as
the,
hell.
I'm like, hey, bro.
The nigga said, yo, the
just
nigga
chill.
Like, yo.
You want to go to craft service?
Like that. That's what he did. He said, like, this. This is the first time a nigga ever did this to me. He said,
the nigga sandwich.
Get up.
Nigga, something to drink.
Just chill. I said, like, this looks like that. But then from there, we became, and so it's like, I would never look, even with Ryan getting on the success. I would never look at Ryan and be like, your success is my success. No,
yeah.
Your success is your success, and I'm going to celebrate your success.
Right,
but
right.
you don't have to go get nothing tangible for me to know I can't ask for that. There's going to be a certain level of manhood in me that's like,
yeah but you got,
I'm going to
But you know, there's a lot of people, especially what Ryan was talking about. There's a lot of people who kind of.
I can't wait for you to start sweating. I'm starting to come.
The alcohol coming out, brother.
there's a lot of people who kind of deal.
Dr. Umar not coming on the show now. Mouse. Come on, man.
Jesus Christ.
Dr. Umar not coming now.
Yeah. Slavery. Can't with you, man.
200 lashes. Mouse Jones.
200 lashes, man. Yeah. No, I think there's a lot of people who don't understand boundaries because they never really had them.
Mm. Yeah, or never had nothing, or never had people around them to set certain
boundaries.
Because a lot of people, boundaries only come with material.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, I have money, so now I'm going to set boundaries. But never have no boundaries to begin with.
I've been practicing for this wealthy moment my whole life.
Wealthy.
So many people think I'm the most up and ask me for the most credit. Can I get here with you? Can I do this with you? And I'm very, if I can, I will. Everybody knows me, but I'm getting to the point where I see it. I see the flourish. It's about to flourish. Mm. So I've been preparing these dubs.
Ooh.
I've been in just
hey, Heisman.
I'm preparing different ways of saying
the Catskills.
Yeah, different ways of saying nigga no. Mad nigga naws. Mad like nah.
Nigga naws.
Nigga naw. Nigga naw. Mad at those. So
is it somebody close to you that would never get a no?
That would never get a no.
Never get a no.
Don't front for the camera.
It don't matter.
Don't
matter what's don't asked matter. For. Like somebody like this.
What if they're that close and like you said, they're not gonna ask for something crazy. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
They might. The self-awareness and the proximity don't always.
Right now in my life, right now.
Yeah.
My mother's not gonna ask nothing crazy, so it's like
she already got the kidney.
Right. Exactly. That was actually great.
No,
great.
I'm not even joking. Right, look, right. What else we ask for?
Right.
So it there. Yes, I will say no to anybody now. Right. Anybody can get the no.
Anybody can get the nigga nah right now.
Right. But like I said, I'm not married. I don't have kids. There's certain things that my kids gonna get the nigga nahs because there's some things you can't get.
Well, we're talking about it and like
sure your kids your son.
There's some things you can't. If I can't afford it,
my son can get whatever he wants.
But if you can afford it, though.
If I can, do you deserve it?
Yeah.
So there's nigga no.
So I do.
There we go.
My son deserved it because he was here.
Wow.
I respect the way you talk, but that's not me. I've gotten the nigga no's.
Right, right.
So I know what it is.
I get it. Because I just had a whole, my oldest, I just.
You had to hit it with one?
With the nigga the last 2-3 years. I'm like, who is this bitch? bitch, who are you?
How old is she?
She'll be 17. She'll be 17, on the
23rd. Yeah. 17. Okay, all right.
It's hard for me to say no to my little sister.
Who she asking?
Mm.
No, it's because of the way she's been acting.
Okay.
My kids don't get no. They don't get no.
Right.
Because you didn't ask to be here.
Right.
And I'm also, what I had to realize is, I'm also, parenting is a lot like dating. I'm showing off.
Yeah, he is.
You knew me when I was broke.
Oh, no, no, no. Literally.
My kids knew me when I was broke. The kids knew me when I was robbing, nigga. They knew me.
They really know him.
Hold on. When I tell you, you could see the difference between his daughters when years ago and now.
Well,
like
my
his
kids
daughter,
raggedy?
His kids are on no, not raggedy, but they're asking. Yeah,
they're in a different level.
Oh, there's no
their
wall.
Ass level is
there is no.
Like, oh no, dad is
Uncle Ra
right now.
Uncle Ra, I want tickets to see. I said, yo.
Oh yeah, they wilded him up.
I said, I
don't know what Ryan told my daughter.
Landed off a plane.
I don't know what they told.
That's Uncle Ra. Uncle Rod, can I go to this? I say, yo, what?
And I never told them what he do.
Right.
So I don't know if they Googled him. That's what they do now. They Google all my friends.
Oh, yeah, they probably do.
Like, they Google Mac. Mm-hmm. They was like, oh, I was watching Uncle Mac's show. I said, bitch, that ain't Uncle Mac. You never talked to this nigga, bro. This nigga said hi a few times. I was watching him in 92. I didn't know that was Uncle Mac.
Yo, I remember I walked in the crib. I don't even say hi to me. So what did you bring me, Uncle Ra? I said, yo.
That's my youngest. My youngest with the press out.
Yo, she said
press. She's been closer to me having it a lot.
Right,
my youngest been with me since I was 17.
Okay.
My youngest I had when I was 22.
Okay.
So she's seen a few down years.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of nowhere, she was like, oh, we could go here?
Good. Oh, which
so she don't have no ilk about asking nothing.
She saw what you see in movies. Like, my dad was struggling, but then it got up and now he's going crazy. The other one saw the down years and Right, my youngest, right, right, the, right. Youngest, the oldest one probably was like, I don't know if we're gonna get up out of here.
The oldest one, I'll tell you how like intuitive she was. Her birthday is February 23rd. That's the every year the kids are off from school that whole week in New York.
Yeah, but so mid winter recess.
It's winter recess. I know, but I know everybody don't have that everywhere. So for her birthday, we would always take a growing up, but like before she was like 5, 6, I would always take her to Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm.
Pick, throw whatever you want in there. I don't know what it was about this year. I don't know if she just sensed it.
This year?
No. This specific year I'm telling you about. Okay. I don't know what it was about that year that maybe she's just sensed. But like, I don't know if she could see, like, every time she put something in the cart, me and her mother winced a little bit. Like, I hope.
Hold on, the look at his wife.
500 overdraft. I don't know.
My man said I got 500 in overdraft.
But where you're budgeting, overdraft.
Ago, mind you.
I know. I said, man, you understand.
I just had to let the audience know.
Don't do that to me.
You didn't have a bank account.
Well, look, you were broke.
If you didn't have a bank, he was broke at 40.
He was never broke controlling his money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You had money. Okay. Can I get this? No. And you might have had it in there, but it's like, no, we're not. Even before you were acting, yes, there
were. Yeah.
Nigga, I'm talking about being a grown ass man. I'm budgeting my $500 of overdraft into what I can buy. Bro. I don't know if she's seen it.
Yo, that's
so she starts
crazy. You budgeting your overdraft?
Yo, bro.
That's crazy.
Bro. So she starts taking the
stuff out the car.
Got it.
You got it. Yeah. It's a little bit.
everything.
Yo.
I'm talking to Mac Ryan on the podcast. I was on the podcast. Right?
Jesus Christ.
Spank Horton, you might know him.
You might know him.
Yeah. So we're talking about being poor, right? and I say, I'm budgeting my overdraft.
Now you
what's the hit that's bombing. Yeah. That's a good joke.
That's a good
joke. You gotta smack the mic on your knee so you get the clap.
Oh, we get the little joke.
I hate that shit so much.
What's the name does that all the time? Indiana.
But he don't be Mike bombing. That's just
no.
But that's a part of his setup.
When I see it, it's funny to me, but then when I see
other people doing it, it's like, yeah.
A nigga do that shit though. Quiet room.
She's like, boom, boom, it starts squealing.
I'm like, actually, you're fucking up my sound, bitch. But no, like, that so that's to show you how intuitive she was. She started taking stuff out,
like this is not gonna work.
She's always been like that,
right?
So I said to say them kids have seen it through the mud, so they always get it. But these last three,
I'm about
years,
to say how she
this bitch she was the perfect
throw
kid
it in
12.
The bag.
At 12, she's the perfect kid. The bitch woke up at 13.
Yo, how long you been calling your daughter a bitch?
Forever. 13.
Forever.
Since she called 13.
Bro.
She was my beautiful princess.
Bro. I've known him forever.
He's only been a bitch for the last 3 years. There's only two women I call a bitch.
Don't write that down, bro.
I'm not writing it.
Yeah, because a lot of women going to be like,
There's only two people I call a bitch. My daughter, not to her face, but to y'all, she's a bitch.
Yep, of course.
And my homeboy, he had my goddaughter. I hate this bitch because I feel like she's taking him away from me.
What?
Yeah, it's like she.
What is wrong with you?
Goddaughter sounds young. How old is your goddaughter?
How old is Nene?
Dirty son of a bitch. Dirty son of a bitch.
I go for the last.
He was walking me down.
I didn't know.
He walked me. Bro, he walked
me.
And then once I said it, in my mind, I'm like,
I only got two goddaughters and both his kids. He just nice laughing at the joke.
I'm like, ha, 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 ha.
Hold on. What's
like, what? I think she's taking my friend away from me. Nigga said,
ha, ha, ha.
What?
He said, how old is Nene? Son of a bitch.
He is real quick.
God damn it. I said, wait, what?
But that is what I'm saying. I think that we're all agreeing that there's some part of you as a man that just says, I can't ask this nigga for this.
Facts. Right. That's facts.
You can ask this question to you, like being so close to Kev, what point did you get to that? Was it a self-imposed thing? Was it something where he kind of sent out a message, hey, y'all, I did all this. Oh, I'm going to have to start cutting back. Or was there just part of you was like, yo, I'm not asking this nigga for this?
I mean, I think what it is he pays well, so you don't have to ask him for
Praise
money.
God.
Yeah, so you don't got to ask for money. You know
hey,
what I'm
man,
saying?
Just tell the nigga, hey. Huh? You need a plastic cup boys. Plastic cup men at this point.
You want some boys? You need some young men.
You can't. You have to.
No, the plastic cup boys. No. All you have to be men.
I hear what you're saying.
Plastic cup boys, two men.
In this world like, that we
plastic cup boys, two men.
Like,
Jesus
that nigga
Christ.
Just, y'all are grown.
Stop, that's we are grown men, though. We are grown
boys
men.
Boys to men.
You look. That's a good joke. Come on.
It's a knee slapper right there.
Plastic cup boys to men.
That's a cup boys
to level
men.
Comedy here, and I'm having respect.
Listen, and if you're going to do a comedian change, right. Let's just look. We got everything. We do all the men. We do it all. You need the young man. It's just,
right, you need, come right, on, right. Something. So Ryan's going to manage me. Mac will come up. He'll sing.
Yeah, I'll do
He'll smile and like smile look at the crowd.
We can do it.
Plastic cup boys have to be boys. All right. I'm going to take this idea to Cat Williams.
Hey,
why the Platinum Cup boys are old?
He's not going to tell Cat Williams about his idea. He's going to be like, yo, that name?
You're getting kind of old, boy.
Kind of crazy. Boys, it's a crazy time. What?
Hey, look, here I go.
I'm just saying.
At first, he was like, yo, that's my friend. I shouldn't laugh at this now. But, hey, Cat, man, I got this idea.
Hey, you know what? I got this idea, and these other guys, I'm not going to say their name. Drink out of plastic cups.
Cat, 20 minutes. What's going on?
Cat. Why the plastic cup boys are all grown men? Cat.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It somebody keeps our youth going.
Somebody should slap the shit out of Shannon. Somebody owe Shannon some slaps.
Who going to slap Shannon?
That's not even a muscle that slapped me. I know he can't read.
I was on a plane.
I want to fight a nigga that can't read.
I was on a plane, and Shannon Sharp was sitting behind me, like right behind me in the seat. We was leaving Super Bowl. And there was this white dude.
What's going on up here? Y'all not catching these lines here?
You gonna fight somebody that can't read?
I don't want no part.
Nigga say, skip. No. Yo, we watch him. All right, you ever text.
I wouldn't.
You ever like, no. You ever text somebody a word you can't spell and spell check can't help you? You just change the word? He does that in sentences. He was like, now Cap, you had a you had a tough time.
Like Kevin Garnett.
He couldn't say difficult.
Hey, listen.
Kevin Garnett.
KG.
KG and his words, bro.
Oh, KG hate words.
KG don't find another word. He just mumbles through it. Nigga bro. Said, I went through the Michigan.
Hey, I was fuck him up.
He make up a word to make it sound bro. Like a word. And so people be like, yo, what word is that?
Right.
Yeah. Like, oh, this word I like to use. Yeah.
Just the word I like to use.
The thing that scares me most about KG is he's a successful gangbanger.
Successful.
Like, you know, as Snoop got more successful, he didn't change his allegiance.
Right.
He kept throwing the C up. I keep blue flagging him up. But he don't be wild.
Anthony.
Yeah. The nigga KG be on branded content talking about, what he told nigga? He said, I ain't no fan. I'm Lord first.
Hey now.
I looked away from the camera.
Yeah. I didn't want him to see I'm looking at him.
Jesus Christ.
When that nigga said he's Lord first, I said, actually.
And it went over.
The Bible.
That's what he means. Crazy. He to the masses.
To the
there,
masses.
They were thinking that. Why is he talking about? And I'm just sitting there.
He said, oh, he's a Christian. He got a lot of Christian fans that day.
Oh, my God.
Everybody in the flyover station was like, we should watch the Kevin
yes, the Lord.
Praise
yes,
God.
Absolutely.
Like, all the niggas in Chicago were like, get it.
but him and Paul Pierce, man, they magic though.
It's like magic, think, but in like a very like.
But this is the crazy. But this is the craziest thing, as me and you know.
Yeah.
We see it first.
Right.
I can see it on TV all you want when he does it, and people be like, yo, he's crazy. He's at all of our parties.
Yeah.
Bro, when I have our members only, Uncle Paulie, that's my guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll open the doors at 10.
Paul Pierce is there at 9:59.
No. I get there like 10. Sometimes I get there 10:10 just because we probably not
see.
Open
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I'm a very proud person. I've been there.
I get there a little late. Sometimes a little early. One time I got there, this nigga Uncle Paulie was in there already with a 42 at the table by himself, smacked.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
A nigga that lost his.
I didn't
a nigga
open
that lost his job for being around strippers, bro. I don't.
Crazy.
There's nothing I don't see him doing. Yo. You can't tell me he did something. I'll be like, no, he didn't.
In the spot,
just true.
I'm like, yo, bro, we don't open till 10. You're like, came to support early. Yeah. And he's not gonna leave.
Nah,
he's stay. Here.
Yo, he's here
whole time.
Who is the Paul Pierce of comedy?
The Paul Pierce of comedy.
I was
don't be a bit.
I have somebody in my mind.
Who?
Watching games.
I'm thinking Schultz.
Ooh.
Break it down.
Because I got Schultz as Luka.
You got Schultz as Luka?
Schultz as Luka.
You just do it.
I was looking at personality-wise. You looking at game-wise?
You looking at... Oh, you, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at personality-wise. I'm looking at
personality-wise. All right. Let's go personality-wise. Let's go personality-wise. Okay. Why you compare him to Schultz?
I compare him to Schultz because Schultz got that I don't give a fuck attitude when he on stage, bro. He'll take on every topic, bro. Even like the one he just posted.
Yeah, the transgender woman. That's very true. First of all, let me tell you the story behind it.
Very true.
Now, I'm glad it's out so I can tell the people the story behind it.
Schultz more like Birdman to me.
Huh?
Oh, wow.
That is so disrespectful. Birdman was a terrible NBA player.
Are we going on talent or are we going...
I'm just talking
about personality. Though.
Personality.
Yeah, we throw personality, though, but if you're saying player game-wise...
I think it's Luka, but I think... Okay, I like how you broke it down. Yeah. I was thinking overall personality.
That's why I said,
hey, and a lot more because
he can do a lot of shit that other people can't do.
Yeah.
And they get over, and then you get caught a little one time, you out of here, but then you right back doing what you got to do.
So let me tell you, Schultz was so excited about that piece. I've never seen Schultz excited about a piece of like crowd work before.
Right.
So it just so happened that me, Akash had 6 sold out shows in DC the same weekend.
Schultz was in town.
So that was dope for me to see that, just for them to see that.
Right.
Like, the boy had Constitution Hall sold out 2 nights, and then Akash had DC Improv sold out 6 shows over 3 nights. It was crazy.
Mm.
So after Friday, the Friday shows, we do our Friday shows and we go meet Schultz and them over at their hotel. Chop it up, and Schultz is like, he's telling us what happened. I said, nah, there's no way.
Right.
I'm like, how did you find the transport? The one transfer in the crowd, you found him front row. He's telling me what happened. I'm like, no, you're like, no, there's no way it happened like that.
Right.
Like, there had to be some like on court memory that you're adding, right? Like, it didn't happen that way. And then the clip comes out, and I said, nigga, it happened the same exact way. This nigga told it to me.
Jesus.
He's like, I had no idea. I'm asking them about a menstrual cycle, and the person just yells out, oh no, I'm trans. And then the camera pans, I said, couldn't find a trans. I'm telling you the truth. And I got a good trans eye. Could not find a trans.
Your trans
if it's
eye,
one thing.
Your trans radar is
if it's two things I could find, it's a trans person. And either way, don't matter. Either way, trans man or trans woman, I could find them.
Okay.
And I could spot a BBL.
Oh, wow.
Every time.
All right.
Every
BBL.
Time.
Every time. Every time a BBL?
Never been tricked.
I think
I got tricked one time.
I think it's where you live.
A white woman tricked me.
I'm about to say. That's what I'm about to say. I was about to say.
So
you told me about
stole some dick out of me.
Okay.
Great story. By the way, let's get it. Hold on. Okay. How did she steal it?
Because she told me she was Puerto Rican. And so she had a body done. So I'm looking.
He thought it was Puerto Rican.
I'm like, there's got to be a Puerto Rican. Yeah. Fat ass, titties, lip. She's just a white Puerto Rican. I'm like, I'm here.
I'm here.
Here goes the thing about black women.
Talk about it.
They seen it.
Oh, yeah.
I said, Master thinks she's white. I said, the bitch says she's Puerto Rican. I said, she's lying. I said, y'all just don't want me to have.
Y'all hate it.
Y'all don't want me to have good things.
Immediately, it was 2 weeks I was against black women. I was like, y'all just don't want me to have no fun. You want me to go to black bitches? Y'all don't even do all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Y'all don't even do all of this.
He said, survey says.
We're not even going to break white down. Women.
Y'all didn't even get tired of this update on this shit. He's ahead of time. Puerto Rican, but I'm over here saying all kind of Puerto Rican. They please, they man. Old time bitch, not Puerto Rican.
Mm.
So it starts dawning on me. I had to eat my words. That's why I'm indebted to black women forever.
Yes.
Right. My two black homegirls told me, Philly and Dodge told me from jump, this bitch might be white. Pretty sure she's white. And so I'm like, they're like, she's lying. So here goes that. Now, we're having sex. I'm like, damn, they've been doing everything.
Puerto Rican? Wait a minute.
Never heard her say no Spanish words. Not once.
Oh, now it's
not a she doesn't say poppy in the bedroom. Never had sex with a Spanish woman. Never said poppy. Never. Like we was talking about on last podcast. Yep. I got black bitches that say poppy.
Right.
You not saying poppy?
I know black poppy.
There's no.
I know black.
There's no Puerto Rican flags in the house.
I'll
tell you why this strikes me. She lived in Staten Island.
Oh, yeah. That's
Staten Island is the place that Puerto Ricans go to turn Italian.
To turn Italian? What?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
What really is good. Wrong with you?
Wait, where's my mic?
Knee slap?
All right, comedy, Jesus baby. Christ.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, a Rosario will act like a Fulani in a minute out there. A Ricoli.
Fulani is...
a Ricoli. Officer Ricoli. You ain't never seen that before. You never seen a Puerto Rican nigga. You be like, yo, I thought he was Italian. And they got the Italian horn.
Mouse.
All right. Whatever. Now I'm the problem.
What's going on?
Nobody got eyes. Nobody's been to Staten Island. Nobody's been to Jersey Shore. Nobody's ever seen Staten Island.
Never been to Jersey Shore.
Nigga, you go to that nice, not where you're from. You go to the other part.
Oh, to Tottenville.
Yeah. Over there, where all the Italian spots is where they still think it's 62.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, they will run you out of there.
I was about to say, I can't go over there.
Yeah, it's like that in South Philly. Yeah.
I can't go over there.
I like South Philly.
Like South Philly?
I like the racism in South Philly.
What?
Like, when you get to South Philly, like, there's a glaze that comes over the town. Like, it's like a movie filter. And I feel like I'm in The Departed.
Man, the Black Lives Matter tried to march through there. They weren't going for that.
Hey, all I'm saying is we're not saying he's wrong.
Right.
But don't bring your mooly asses through here. Take that shit up the Broad Street.
I'm not racist.
Take that shit up the Broad Street.
We only got a couple here and we deal with them.
Hey, deal with them. Hey,
we know they know not to come over here.
Hey, we believe you're struggling all of that.
We get it.
We're not over here. We're going to figure out who's the good ones.
All right.
I know dude.
I know Tommy. I know Tommy.
You talk about I'm a problem. You want to talk about fucking Gennaro's? You want to talk about the Italian feast? Me and this nigga, I got my girl. He got his pregnant wife outside.
Mm-hmm.
Me and this nigga are like kids. Mac ain't been outside
in so long, bro.
So we're outside and it's the Italian feast. We're at San Gennaro. We're having a great time. I love this.
Fantastic.
This is one of the time. This is one of the Little Italy.
It's literally like being in Italy in New York. It's fantastic.
It's like being in The Godfather.
Yeah.
Wow. And
every block.
And so like there's real mobsters are by us. Like I have this favorite Italian restaurant. I ain't gonna say because I don't want y'all niggas dead. Mac knows what it is. Yeah. Ryan, you been there? We ate there that day after we did Britain Idiots.
Yep.
And so we're there, we're outside. Real mobsters are there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck. Me and Mac start doing our Italian voices. So I'm like, hey, fucking Mac, you treat me like a fucking jerk. You're talking to me like a fucking asshole for my wife?
Fucking mouse.
Look.
Hey, fucking mouse.
He starts
You acting like a fucking moolah, bro.
So we're doing this shit, but it's like a 20-minute bit.
Like, literally.
We're past the point where our women think it's funny.
To the point where we're
only performing for ourselves.
To the point where our women are looking around like, hey, y'all niggas better chill.
And like, the mobsters are looking at us like this.
It only passed because it was the festival.
That's it.
You only dupe them on these 2 days of the gig.
No. Let the moolies talk. Let the fucking moolies talk.
They fucking think it's funny.
They think it's fucking
the Jamaican parade or something.
Give him a beat pack.
Get him the fuck out of here. What is he, a fucking dickhead? Get him the fuck out of here.
You like the Knicks?
Do you like the Knicks?
You don't like the Knicks?
You can beat it. You can beat it. No.
What's the restaurant? Do the right thing?
Oh,
was it South?
South Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
I got him on the wall.
Got him on the
wall. See? I don't like him, but Muhammad.
Ali.
He came through here.
We were so past the point of funny. And I'm enjoying it because I'm like, I never get to see the side of Mac.
It was actually becoming offensive.
Yeah, Mac stops a mile before offense. I stop after offense.
Okay.
Like, if they're the line of offense, mm-hmm. I'm already, nigga, you better catch up. Mac stops back here. He's like, But that night, I had my nigga. And we were offensive.
He said, he's back.
No, what we said, damn, I don't think we can say, you got to bleep this out. I was like, you treat me like a half a fag. Oh my God, son. When I said that shit, this nigga Mac bust out laughing. And then all women are looking at us like, you're done.
Please,
you
are done. Please,
how many years ago was this?
What, 2019?
Soon as they, no, it wasn't.
No, it was 19. Oh. That was the last San Gennaro we all went to. San Gennaro is
usually
like
in
oh, no, oh, I thought you said 28.
Like 19, September,
It was 2019. You was in LA. You was out here.
It's September. It's usually September.
Yeah, September. You all right. Yeah. Late, oh, it's September.
Yeah.
Like September 2019. No, that was, it was still touchy around there. You said.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely very touchy. Ooh, but
yo, when they looked at us, they were looking at us like, we would kill you if we had, if this was 94, y'all.
If there was a lot of people, if there wasn't a lot of people around here.
If it wasn't this festival.
They'd lock the door.
We would have got this. Let me
tell you something. In 2024. Bitch, I'll slap the shit out of
him. It wasn't 2024.
In 2019, the mob was not with the mob. I'll slap the shit out of him.
It don't mean.
Yeah, all right.
All right, what's going on? What's going on? Hey, let's get back to Cat Williams.
Lashes. Mouse Jones.
They're going to say, look, you come over here. Come talk to me.
Nah, hey. I bet you I won't. I seen Goodfellas.
like I heard you. Come by this payphone.
Bet you I won't. Y'all gotta see me, see me 1v1.
1v1.
I start talking like the kid. See me 1v1. No cap.
No cap.
No cap in my rap.
They're like, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's fucking talking like a rapper. I don't know what he's fucking talking about, Paulie.
Get him out of here. That's what I'm going to say. Forget about him.
Forget about it.
Forget about him.
Oh, that's what forget about forget him. Forget about it. Little bada bing, bada boom. Forget about it.
What is going on in here, man?
We're trying to get canceled by that time.
I see.
No, no, he is. No,
every day we
pick. I love chicken palm. I can't. Yo, I was in New York yesterday.
Pizza is my friend.
I went to the studio. That's where.
Hey, what itinerary? I don't remember all this on the email. Man.
I love chicken palm, bro.
You were supposed to take it another way. You wasn't supposed to.
I had a chicken palm. They had mini sliders at this pizza shop.
Now, remember
now.
That?
Oh my
Ryan,
God.
Remember what the email said? We got to stick to the email.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Remember, I was gonna attack the Italian. We attacked the Italian, and Spank said he got the juice.
Yeah, that's how it worked out. That's how we said it.
I remember that email.
We all canceled now.
Won't be plastic cups over there.
Won't be a Wanye, a Sean.
Mm-hmm. One cup.
I don't know what y'all talking about. Me not speaking any English.
I love him. Everybody's right. Good.
Yo, is that the only? Is
we
that,
are the
is
world.
That the only group is that the only group that's uncanceled that can't cancel nobody?
Who?
The Mexicans.
That can't cancel anybody?
That cannot cancel making fun of the Mexicans.
It just depends on where you're at in the world.
Yeah, about to say.
If you over there.
I'm talking about over here.
In LA?
In New York. I mean, not in New York.
In America. I think it's what Ryan said.
All right, imagine them.
In LA?
Don't say it.
You will get lined.
Yeah, you'll get lined.
Don't say it.
You will get lined.
And I got a line for them.
But you're gone.
Ike.
But you're gone.
Ice.
You're out of here.
Good luck.
But not the gone you think. You think the gone ain't coming back. You're gone. You can do all those calls you want from up above. You're going to have to call.
Jesus.
How's a group going to mobilize that ain't supposed to be here in the first place?
That's the point. They here. That's the scariest thing.
They said this was their land first.
Yeah,
literally.
They the niggas. Of
Mouse, but you gotta know this. The scariest nigga in the world is the one that don't get invited but always get in.
Yo, them niggas are.
Who
like
invited
most...
him? He's in there with a table. Yo, how did he get in the spot?
Let me tell
he
you.
He's not on the list.
Let me tell
he
you
don't know the owner.
Mexicans are. They keep saying, don't come over here. Niggas keep coming over here. They said, stop fucking coming over here. They keep coming over here. They said, what the fuck you gonna do about it? All them niggas do is take them niggas to new places. There's now Mexicans in Martha Vineyard.
Yeah, everywhere, bro.
They are dropping them niggas like coronavirus.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's going on, man?
See, this wasn't on the script.
Now we talking about dead people.
I didn't see this on the script.
We went from Italians.
This is high level fucking.
Dead people.
Oh, my God. I'm
this is knee slap.
I got to do the whole thing.
I'm literally performing for my shot to be the actual boy in Black Cup Boy.
I can't.
Be the only boy.
The first boy. Like, hey, Shay, make some noise for them old ass.
He said, I told you a long time ago.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, these niggas stopped being boys a long time ago. These plastic cups are metal, actually. These are mules.
These are mules.
Moscow.
Moscow boys is out.
Every time they drop the cup, shit, bing, bing.
this red cup is fading a little bit. They've been holding it so long. Nigga, move.
You just gave me an idea, bro.
Wow. There you go.
I'm going to get a metal red cup, and I'm going to drop it when I'm done. Ping, ping. I ain't going to drop the mic. I'm going to drop the cup.
Yeah,
it's mine. When it's mine. When I'm having, not a cup.
I'm about to say, you're doing that at somebody else's show. Yeah. Yeah. I made it.
I like you get a little point on the album.
Hey, you know who did that? You know who did that? We could talk about it.
Uh-oh.
You remember the Fat Tuesday show?
Yeah.
Remember said ate a dick. And then at the end of the set, he shits a brick. But at the end of the set, he says, he walks over like, man, y'all know I do this shit. Get the quiet crap.
Now you tight.
No, he thought he did
it. Oh, he thought
where we was at, Mouse, in his defense. You know what I'm saying? We was right by the bar.
The laughs did not travel.
So the laughs wasn't traveling all the way to the back because in the front is where the whole theater was at, and they was teaching to the
front. So you the Sunflower Seed.
We was in the back with the...
Wow.
Because Seven doing them Sunflower Seed jokes.
This is just my thing. I don't talk about other comics' stage performance.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Okay, me neither.
Because you can have a bad set sometimes, you know? You know what I mean? You can, Mouse. You can have a bad set sometimes.
Oh, I know. I'm in the beginning. I'm
audible. Nigga said, oh, nah? All right.
I know. I'll kill it for y'all. This shit does not always transfer to the stage.
Is that when you be like, I be like, ladies in the house, make some noise.
Nah, I do this shit. I do this shit right here. Crazy.
Yo. Yeah.
I'm telling you now, if you ever see me do that, that's my sign. I'm about
to. It's crazy.
Get me out of here. Yeah. Well, I'm like this, or I'm rubbing the braids. It's crazy.
Ooh.
So y'all.
Yeah, cool. Got a joke. You tell me. You can tell when a nigga bomb. He's like, how the ladies? How y'all doing? Who are cancer? Who are cancer?
Shout out to my black women.
When a nigga stop performing and start hosting, get him out of there.
Right.
Give the room. Give the minutes back to the room, my brother.
Give the minutes back.
Give the time back to the, you know, the open mics. You be like, hey, I just want to work that. Bobby feel like a bitch, but there do be open mics I go to. I just be wanting to work something.
Right.
I just need to work one thing out. Yeah. I don't need the full 7 minutes. So I'll be like, I'm about to get the time back to the room. And I feel like a bitch. So I'm like, I wasn't performing for y'all. I just need to get this out on stage. Like,
but I think you got to say that after. Like, that got to be a second part to the one little. Like, what?
But then, okay. Fuck them. I be doing open mics for the white people, man. Fuck the people.
Wow.
But you learn from open mics.
Oh, absolutely. You learn. Like I said, my stage presence, all that shit. Like, is what y'all see on stage at this early on set is a mix of trap karaoke, but also I'm at them open mics. Like, I work there. I'm not doing mics like
this. What was the beginnings like for you, for y'all? Because y'all was... Did when y'all started, was it like a full...
Yeah, like when you accepted wasn't going to be shit in basketball. You said, oh, let me tell some jokes.
Well, my coach is always like, I was funny. So, you know what? Let me go ahead and take this to another route then. You're right.
Jump Spank in this clubhouse room, son. I didn't know shit. All Spank was just my friend from Twitter, bro. But I really fucked with him. Him and AR.
What do you mean they jumped in?
We was in clubhouse.
I'm trying to think which one was this.
This was like the late night shit you would do.
Okay.
So I came in the room. That was my schedule because I was getting paid to be on Clubhouse. So I'd be like, all right, well, if I'm going to get paid, so I would start off in the smart rooms in the morning.
Right.
And then all them niggas go to bed, let's get to the debauchery.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this nigga Spank was like the level of nigga on Clubhouse that, like, right before you're like, all right, I'm done with niggas. Like, it would be some bad bitches in there. It'd be a few niggas in there, be like, so you suck dick? And I'm like, and the Spank always reset the room. All right. Desiree, you still got that club foot and shit like that.
Son.
So one day these niggas just all come in there and they like, yo, Spank, you scored 5 points. Yo, Spank, you thought you... Oh, that's what it was. Lou. It was you and Lou Young.
Lou Will.
And they in there talking about... Lou Will keep saying like, yo, Spank, we used to play. And some nigga was like, Spank used to play. Spank was like, no, it was pretty good.
What it was.
They like, Lou, he was good.
Nah. How it started, I was like, yo, man, if I'd have like took it a little serious, I probably would have went overseas and played.
That's the night.
Lou said, what? You know who in the room with you right now, right? You know who in the room with you right now. I'm like, boy, bro, I'm telling you, I think I could have went overseas.
Immediately Spank knew what time it was because niggas started coming off of mute. Oh my, he said, hey, I'll put all you niggas in the gulag.
Yo, they
Spank is a threat niggas with the gulag.
What's going ham, bro?
Get up out of here.
Yo, the girls who the girls are coming in.
Girls was killing me, everybody.
I said, yo, so I'm sitting here like, not my nigga. Not my nigga. Nigga, I did that Google. I said, oh, yeah, my nigga.
Yeah. He said, Spank, how much did you average a thing a year? I said, yo, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how to take it serious. How to
play overseas. Clearly, I didn't score like I ain't take it serious.
I'm saying? So I kept trying to tell him, man, but yeah.
No, and then they said Spank used to dance. They said Spank used to dance and he would play ball. I said, this nigga is 7'9". He's 7'9".
You have to be. 9 times out of 10.
Right.
Tall niggas that dance and play ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
Yeah. True. You would be a nigga I hated. Like, even now I hate you.
A little bit.
Because you're like, nigga, you mad tall, bro. And you do comedy.
Niggas had to run.
You fucking waste. the nigga mad tall and do like entertainment.
Well, back to Mac's question. You know, I'm professional. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
How we started, basically.
I seen Kevin go on my show. Hey, Kevin, wait.
So basically, me and Kev was friends before comedy. He was like, yo, I'm going to start doing stand-up. I said, well, nigga, whatever, if you think you're funny, but all right, whatever. He started doing it, I want to say like 97, 98. Naeem started doing it like around 99, 98, and I started like 01. So I met Naeem in college. Naeem met Kev by doing stand-up. He started working with Kev. And then being as though I already knew who Kev was, I met Naeem in college when he first started doing comedy. So it was like, it was just a little thing. It was a trio. So they were like, yo, call Spank. Have Spank host for us. Have Spank do this. So that's how it came together with us three. And then as Kev started making more money, started bringing his barber.
Start bringing new niggas and shit.
No, but these were niggas that he was cool with in
LA. Don't try to fix it.
He was cool with when he moved to LA. His barber, his trainer.
So people did know him in LA.
Yeah, people know him.
Contrary to Cat Williams.
Yeah, people know him in LA, man.
Come on. Thought it was a plant. Come on now. Come on, Cat.
Somebody said,
come on, Skip.
One bot said, yeah, that's probably why he got Soul Plane. He was a plant. I'm like, Soul Plane was some fucking big ass.
I ain't gonna hold you.
You know what's crazy? Soul Plane wasn't a big ass film, but to us.
It hit the bootleg first.
Yeah.
This could be me. I think it has a bigger opening if it don't get bootleg. I do think it's a better movie if it doesn't get bootleg.
True. Okay.
We had already smoked its boots by the time it's through the bootleg.
Because by the time it came out off of bootleg and it was where everybody could see it, we were so proud of it. And to those white people that might have not even, we were making them watch it.
Oh, I didn't know Soul Plane was a bad movie until like 2 years after that.
Until people started talking about it.
And by that, it doesn't matter if you like it or not. I told you to watch it. You watched it.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm letting you know.
I was watching Kevin Paper Soldiers. I remember that.
Yeah.
Shout out to comedian Chris William. That was my
guy. Shout out to Chris, my guy.
Yeah, that was my guy right there.
Chris got mad at me too.
Why? Because you went secular?
No, not because he went secular. It was something I said online because he had called me. I don't even know why I'm bringing this back because we did talk afterwards. We good now.
Praise God.
It was something I said about. I was joking around, but he ain't take it as a joke. So I like, yo, bro, I apologize, bro.
There we go. Come on. Growth.
Accountability.
Growth.
I apologize. We know. Because I just know how things may come off on the other end.
Dude, we are comics. And that nigga had said some shit about me. And I'll be like, damn, that was good. Nigga got me one time. Nigga said I look like a... Nigga said... I was eating a little too much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Okay.
But I wasn't... I was just getting a little underbelly.
A little punch.
Okay.
Like, my shirts were still the same, but I just had a little underbelly.
Okay.
Nigga said, I look like I just had an abortion.
Mm.
I said, oh, that's so
Chris
good.
Chris said that?
Yeah, he said that. Mm. While in church. This was church-loving Chris.
Church-loving Chris.
I said, Christians can't even laugh. Y'all can't joke about that.
Wow.
Y'all can't joke about that.
Oh, wow.
That's an abomination. I was looking for every loophole to, like, wipe that joke from the slate. I'm like, bro, come. Because I had nothing. He was already bald.
Mm-hmm.
You already got a stutter and a lisp.
Right.
There was nothing. I didn't have.
You can't.
I was like, you got it. You already know you dress stupid. Like,
you gotta walk away.
I was like,
yeah, that's it. So you get it. Yeah,
you can't win everything. Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. It's all right. Yeah, I'm more successful. I won now. I fought for the long game. I played the long game. Like, nigga, now tell me something. You don't. Niggas to be like, you don't have to go this way to win me. Shut up.
Right. Hilarious.
Shut up.
Heard you.
Mm. As far as the plant thing, man, you know, people don't know in comedy, people was going to festivals in Montreal. That's what it was getting laugh. Deals. Just for last comedy. That's what a lot of comedians were getting deals.
My agent just like, was telling me. It was...
Horny comedians all for one weekend can get a deal. And that's when motherfuckers from New York, when you get a deal, that's when it's time to move to L.A.
Yeah.
You got a little money, you got a little backing, you come up with a TV show, then you come up with your TV show, and then shoot. I want to say 04, 05, maybe? Maybe 03. Maybe 03.
The whole team comes out there? Just...
No. It's just him out here. Then it's L.A. Friends.
When he, I don't know how long he's in L.A., but boss, well, the boss situation. Oh, you got to change this? It's going crazy.
I thought you was going solo since you ain't had a little stand. We're going solo on these niggas. Kicking up your ass.
You know, when
ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
Dream girl at the end of the movie. Like I'm still
be your dream girl.
Whatever you are, like
we are dream girl.
One night
I told you to switch.
You said in that shit.
I definitely did. Both shows. Look, both shows. He sat in that shit.
Hey, we could have switched after the last show.
You didn't tell me. We good.
Yo, my stomach hurt, bro.
Yo. We are dream girls.
Yo.
Dream girls will never leave you.
Just tell me when you started.
We only need like 25 more minutes.
I don't think we don't need that.
You want to rap after you tell the story?
Like 45 right now.
We was at 45?
Where we at right now? He'll show it on the board. You can show the time on the board right quick. Yeah, 54, nigga.
Oh, 54? Oh, okay, after your story, yeah. All right, cool. You met him.
We're your good? Dream girls.
Good to go?
Yeah, I met him because he was Neo's.
Yeah, boss used to work. Yeah,
so
Neo's manager, Mr. is my, well, his dad is Tango. Yeah. Mr. is my best friend. Yeah. So I went to high school with him. So that's when I met.
Was that how we met?
I think we met before. I've known.
Crazy. Him. Yeah. It's been a minute. Yeah. It's been a minute. Yeah.
But I met, that's how boss went over there. Because I remember Neo wasn't going on tour. He was like, I remember Kevin was like, yo, could I use him? He's like, yo, go. And never seen him.
Because basically we
never got boss back.
At one point, we used to play like these little basketball games.
But I remember I always used to be in college. Yeah. So I'd be in Indiana and y'all always have the game. That's when Vaughn, Santos, everybody. Yeah, that was the only one that was missing.
Santos. I ain't seen Santos in a minute.
Santos? He had a baby. He just had a kid and all that.
Santos, Spanish kid.
No.
Santos is Spanish.
He is. Panamanian.
He don't look Spanish.
He Panamanian. He looked like a nigga.
Yeah,
I know you told
me. He was on the show too, BT.
Yeah, then we talking about the same one. Yeah,
facts. He's with King.
Yep.
Facts. But yeah, that's how we met him because boss, I used to be a boss all the time.
Right.
And then disappeared. So he was like, on? Yo, I'm going on tour. You're not going on tour? He's like, nah, could I? I'm like, yeah, you good.
Gone.
Yeah.
Like, your boss, can I get a workout? All right, Rob. I'm like, damn, bro.
Shouts out to boss. That's my guy.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Yo, is there ever a point where, even to the day, is there ever a point where, you know, as men, everybody got to still check their egos?
Yeah, for sure. Even Kev got to check his ego from time to time. Sometimes he'll put in the group chat, yo, my bad, I fucked up, fellas. So I feel like, yeah.
But is there still, at this point, a level where you're like, all right, that's, no disrespect nobody, but all right, that's boss man, so he gets this level of it. But then before it gets to this level, like, yo, you kind of wilding.
No. As soon as we see something wild, hey, bro, what are you doing? You tripping.
Do you think that's because, why do you think that is? Do you think it's because of how long you guys have been cool? Or like, do you feel like there's, because I'm sure there's a bunch of people who don't have or feel like they have the ability to check their friends sometimes.
Right.
But do you think for y'all, it's these because of what y'all went through?
These niggas, they take pride in it. These niggas bounce off.
Oh, yeah. Literally. Any opportunity that we, like, There was
nigga, yesterday.
I'm about to say
when
so
I
yesterday.
Hold on, yo, I just want to make sure we're on time.
So Mouse jumps in the group chat. Yeah.
Jumps in the group chat. Jumps in the group chat.
No, it was random. Like it just popped up. It was the first chat of the day. Mouse was like,
Hey, just want to make sure that everybody is on time and prompt tomorrow. You know, I have a red eye. I have to be out of there. I said, I know this nigga Mouse Jones isn't in this group chat talking about somebody being prompt and on time. He said,
I didn't even respond.
Oh, that's your delivery? Or not everybody's comic.
No, I'm just...
Oh, y'all niggas are comic view today.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't.
You better not.
Get my damn fucking water.
Bitch.
Some things you know... The younger me would be like, yo, boy. Right. But the older me is like you know your shit, nigga. Like, it was like he was texting himself. Yo, boy.
Tell us something.
I'm going to be on time. Hey, make sure I'm on time.
Orlando, who's the first guy next door today? Thank you very much.
Orlando, who told you what time he was going to be here a week ago?
What did that mean? What did that mean?
Who texted you and said, yo, can we get this time? And I
are we moving? Are we not moving the goalposts?
Wow.
No.
Wow.
I'm being gaslit, honestly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Kit.
Okay. Can I go down the road?
Jesus Christ.
If you didn't know, this is all puked up.
Yeah. It's all performance.
We knew it was coming. I was just trying to give him the
best shot at
getting on that stage.
I told him, nigga, I was like, hey, bro, I got a performance coming up. He said, I'm auditioning for Spank today.
Said, all right, I got you. I'm a laugh, even when necessary.
Yeah, I said the LA auditions up quick. I had a meeting with my agent. I said, agent, hey.
What's up?
It's cool. I'll give you unnecessary laughs. You don't even got to worry.
I got you.
I'm like, hey, I told him niggas in the chat today, I said, just move out the way. I'm going for 40.
Clear it out.
I'm pulling the Embiid. Everybody get 70. I'm going 73 today.
Clear it out.
That's why every time Ross sees something funny. Oh, everybody a comedian. Everybody a comedian.
Wave off a pick, why don't you? Okay. Nigga, I said move.
You
see a wave of, nigga, wave a pick off and just stand there. Bitch, drop down.
Say, yo, Ross, get out.
Nigga, Ross. Yo, Ross.
Yo, throw that.
Now I look like a dick if I don't throw the rock.
Throw that. Then I look back at him. That's my dog.
Nigga, right post, back. Go down.
Nah, post conference. Post conference. Yo, you know, I couldn't do none of this without my teammates. Yo, Mouse, he had a game.
He had a game, man.
Yeah, I had 50.
Mouse, you stopped short of 70. Mouse, you had 69, 11, and 12. Why couldn't you get to...
Seen Rye open.
It's a team game. I throw the water on you.
Yeah. I seen a nigga spank. I said, what the nigga said, what Calvin said above the rim. He said, scouts from UConn.
Yo.
Yeah, Spank came. I said, oh, he's coming.
Yeah, the scouts are
saying, all right.
Like, yo, said, scouts, all right. I said, I make this nigga laugh so much, he gonna go back. Hey, bro, I was fucking with, hey, I was fucking with these young niggas.
He brought up a good point. We boys.
Oh, the whole meeting.
Not on my joke, bitch. Now, one thing about it, you had your own joke.
That was a great assist. It was a great assist.
He took the ball.
He did.
That was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when Will took the ball when Carter took the ball from Will.
He missed
them. Boy, I was wide open, bro.
I made it. Carson missed.
All right, bro. Nigga, say back up.
Yo.
Nigga gonna go get a 401k. He gonna go get a 500 Fortune 500 job. You putting into my entertainment shit for what? Yeah. We already split the check.
Oh, Mouse about to, some performance. They gonna see me on the bill. He's like, oh no.
He just keep doing this shit. Laughing, I'm killing tonight, boy. Nigga gonna go tell Kev about Rye.
I'm like, hey, yo, this nigga. Like, yo, I met about this.
I went to the guy next door. The Mouse guy, he cool, but Ryan. Chops. Got it.
Mouse was forcing it, man. Right?
He let the game come to him.
The game wasn't coming to him.
Yeah. There's a few plays I told Mouse. I said, hey, let the game come to you. Ryan understood.
Oh, man.
I love y'all, but it's...
Yes. Yo, Spank, what you got coming up? Tell the people what you got going on so they can go support.
We got season 2 of Kevin Hart's Muscle Car Crew coming out.
Don't get annoying.
What?
Okay, we got season 2 of Kevin Hart's.
You already told us. He pays good.
Talk about it.
I'm just trying to get him in trouble.
Use the name in the pit.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, so we do Kevin Hart cups?
Yeah.
Kevin Hart, no, but they're Kevin Hart cups.
Yep. Every time I go on meetings, you think we can get Kevin Hart? Of course, I call him. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Right now. I'm calling him right now. I'm calling him right now.
I use him all the time.
Start doing that with you.
We got our radio show on Straight From The Heart. Kevin Hart's LOL Radio.
Fire. There we go.
Every Tuesday and Thursday.
Talk about it.
4 p.m. PST.
Now, what I will say is, you did tell me and Ryan you was going to get us a meeting 2 years ago. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Still control- what is it called?
Yeah.
What's the network called?
I got Cole Kev.
No, no, no. What's the network called? Nigga was just joking with us. LOL.
He was just playing with us.
Knee slap. Bang.
I love a comedy. I love comedy.
That was a good game winner. That was a game winner right there.
What they say? Spent. That's a good bit.
That's a good bit.
That was a good bit.
I don't know if you guys.
Hold on, Mac. Ask them what is the meeting for.
What is the meeting for?
Because you forgot, so you're gonna ask Mac. Mac wasn't here.
I know, but I'm just asking.
Me and Ryan was working the deal. We tried to cut his bitch ass out. That's my point. We wasn't really sure how he was acting at the time.
He said, "It's my man, Mac." I don't know what.
Nigga said, "Hey, Mac." The nigga said, "Mac, Kev, Mac. Y'all figure it out."
It's my man, Mac. Mac be like, "Oh yeah, what's your name?" Yeah, John.
Yeah, appreciate that. Appreciate it.
We were supposed to have the show about getting guys next door over there. Oh yeah, good. Y'all do good over there. 2 years ago, we never heard nothing.
I think he threw on podcasts over there too. I just started a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but you told us okay.
I won't set up a meeting. Just let me know what y'all want to do. You got a whole.
I only can talk to Spank about stuff over there because the last time I met a lady about some liquor and she done swooped me around the world 40 times.
Oh,
and spun the block on me about everything. So, you know, we having our birthday party this year. That's okay.
Boom, bang. Boom, bang.
My fault.
Got a good story about that as well, but that'll be
off. What, a birthday party?
Oh, no. I know about this.
Ryan knew about it.
All right, so,
New Orleans was a great time.
Yeah,
what else you got? You got Muscle Cars. You got the podcast.
Muscle Car. We got a podcast. Me and Lou Williams, man. We started our own podcast. We gonna drop that probably.
You doing a podcast or speaking to the microphone?
Oh shit! Yeah.
My bad. It's almost like you do it for a living.
Okay. Hey, my name's Spank, y'all. I feel it.
You turn the mic. I was like, yeah.
Shit, what else, man? God damn.
I'm gonna get a job.
That's it, man. Just radio. Got the podcast. Me, Lou Wins, called the Underground Lounge. You know what I'm saying? Something like the VIP
fire.
Lounge.
That's fine.
Yeah, so fire. That's gonna drop. I think we drop it next weekend, I think. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So that's about it right
that's
now.
That's the level I want to get to in life. I don't know what's on my schedule. Probably drop it next week.
We just got
I mean, that's coming.
No, that's not, but not in a good way. Not in a good way.
It's not a plan.
No, it's not. No, we. We're shooting ourselves in the foot. They're just so busy.
Nah, he can say that because he's not the one pressing the button on when it's released.
Yeah.
He knows the schedule.
Yeah.
We got to press the button.
Yeah, literally.
it's a wee thing.
Uh-oh.
Accountability.
Wow. He dropped I don't press no button.
Dirty son of a bitch.
That's what you signed up for when we said taking libel?
Yo,
Wow. Wow, you dirty.
Hope you guys had a great
bitch.
Time on listening to us. We are the guys next door.
I'm trying to be a plastic cup man. All right, Spank, we appreciate you coming out. You make sure you follow us at Guys Next Door, our Guys Next Door show on everything.
Yep, make sure
you follow the podcast on Apple, leave 5-star rating and a comment. We might even read it on air if you want to curse us out. CYO in the subject line, guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. And until next week. We'll see y'all black asses later.
Peace!
It's the guys next door.
Check it out, y'all.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.